Hello, my name is Courtney.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling for finding a testing site near you?
Hi. I just want to know if this is a hotline you call to make an appointment to come and get a shot.
I can give you that appointment line number.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get a pen, all right? Because I had two numbers here. I don't know which is which. All right, I'm ready.
That number is
855-566-5333. I think I dialed that number. Let me check. I wanted to say I did before I didn't. Yeah, I did dial that number. That's the appointment line, right, that you make appointment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Yes,
how long
ma'am.
Does it take for them to contact you back for the appointment, you know?
No, ma'am, we don't have that information, and we don't just want to give you a just say they're going to call you this day or that day, and then you don't get a call, and then you call back and be like, well, they didn't call me this and that day. So I don't like giving anybody no date because we don't even have the information on when they'll give you a call.
Yeah, I understand all that, but I just had thought, you know, around the estimation of how long it takes to get an appointment.
No, ma'am,
nobody
we don't
knows.
Have the information.
Okay, dear.
I'm sorry.
All right, then, I just have to wait. That's okay, no problem. Not your fault.
Yes, ma'am.
He's trying to get in and get a shot.
Yes, ma'am, you can follow up on some websites and see what's what.
He's not computer knowledge.
Ma'am.
And, he's not computer knowledge. He don't know about the computer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. You don't know if you don't ask questions, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, like I said, I had made call and made appointment for him, but I was just thinking that, you know, they would call you in a couple of days.
Yes, ma'am. You probably pre-registered and not made an appointment.
Oh, because I asked the lady. She told me they would call me back in a couple of days. I spoke to this person on the 27th.
No, ma'am, it will not be in a couple of days because we don't even say a couple of days. We just say once an appointment becomes available, they'll give you a call because we don't really know.
Okay, that's how it is. I figure that's how it works. Once appointment get available, they'll call you up and let you know what time to come and where, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, dear. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day and be safe.
I will. You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.